Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a very important development, an announcement from Mitt Romney. I think Mitt Romney is clearly gearing up to run for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. I'm a Biden guy. I've been a Biden guy for a long, long time, right from the beginning of the last campaign for Biden again. But I got to say that it's a very good sign that Mitt Romney would try for that nomination and not somebody like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley. You have to have somebody who isn't who is not insane. Yeah, Luke, you have something to say.
Yeah, my thoughts on this, I'm curious to hear, I guess, a little bit more what you think about it. But where do you think the Republican primary voters stand on supporting a guy like Mitt Romney at this point, though? I'm almost fearful for this open primary that's going to happen on the GOP side, because I think it's going to confirm for a lot of people that Trumpism is not an aberration. It is not something that is just a one-off, and it's not just Trump. It's going to be the new norm, and I think Mitt Romney loses in a Republican primary in 2024.
Well, you may be right. Let me give you a factual response and then my opinion. It's an excellent point. The factual basis of what I'm saying is this. Mitt Romney came out yesterday with a proposal that as part of the COVID relief package, the government give everybody $3,000 per child that they have, because he comes from a very child-friendly tradition, which I respect a great deal. $3,000 per child ages 6 to 17, and $4,200 for each child under 6. You know, this is a Republican. And if you read Biden's bill says $3,000 for a child 6 to 17, same as Romney, and only $3,600 under 6. In other words, Romney is coming in with a more generous proposal than Biden. Now, it's not really more generous, because Romney helps pay for it by eliminating some other welfare programs and earned tax credits and so forth that help the poor. His argument is they're hardly ever used. Nobody knows about them. Nobody qualifies for them, and that's got to be looked at. But the point is, this is the only Republican right now on the horizon who is acting at all mercifully towards poor people or people that have young kids and that need assistance. So that's a fact. This is just a plain fact. As far as what you say, I agree with you. Let's take the open primary in Wisconsin, because we have a true open primary. You know, in a lot of states, you have to register as a Republican or a Democrat, or, you know, there's some hoops you got to jump through. But in Wisconsin, we have a pure open primary. When I was chairman of the Democratic Party a long time ago, and the Democratic Party tried to take that away from us, we fought them in court, and finally got it restored by the 1988 election. However, what's going to happen in our open primary? You're right. A lot of the Trump people won't vote for Romney. It's not, of course they won't. But there'll be several Trump clones running. There will be more than one Trump clone. You know, there'll be a Cruz, there'll be a Hawley, that kind of thing. And it's a plurality vote. The second thing is, where does the establishment of the Republican Party go? And I think they would go to a guy like Romney. I'm talking about the donors. He'll have plenty of money. And you have to, when you think of where the Republican Party is now, the Republican Party is losing a lot of votes in the exurbs around Milwaukee and Madison. You know, people in Waukesha County, Washington County, Ozaukee County, Walworth County, those kind of counties, the people who are affluent, they're professionals, they're business people, and they're not putting up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to put up with Cruz. They will go for Romney. Now, you get the rest of the state. Yeah, you'll have some hardcore. You'll have some hardcore Trumpites. All I'm saying is that I can't predict the way it's going to come, and I want Biden to win the general election. So that's the main thing. But the fact is that I don't want to stand by and see the Republican Party go full frontal Trump, full frontal Marjorie Taylor Greene. That would be a disaster, because if any of them ever got in, they would continue to betray the country, turn us over to the commie Ruskies, divide us racially, steal money, and in general, destroy the country. We do not want that. We cannot have that. So, yeah, good point, Luke, and that's my read on it. But All I'm saying is, like it or not, a guy like Romney doesn't suddenly come out of the tall grass and say, I'm going to give $3,000 and $4,600 to every kid in the country if he doesn't have a reason to do it. And I think you hear the rattle in the tall grass, the beady eyes, and out he comes. And he is going to run for president. By the way, I got to say, there's a story. This is great. The Nobel Peace Prize. Everybody's heard of the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize, one of the prizes they give it every year. And it's for whoever fomented peace. Okay. Barack Obama got it at one point. People trying to make peace in Northern Ireland got it at one point. It's all good stuff. All good stuff. Same in Colombia with the rebels and all this good stuff. I got to read you some names of people who've been nominated. There's over 100 of them nominated. Okay. The ones that leap out at me that I like are Stacey Abrams for basically trying to put through fair voting in the United States. Black Lives Matter, who peacefully march after George Floyd was strangled. You know, people are shot in the back. People are, you know, Jacob Blake, people are strangled with impunity because state prosecutors don't have the guts to prosecute an officer for anything he does on duty. Anything. I mean, anything. But here are some of the others that have been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, WikiLeaks, all right, NATO, Alexei Navalny of Russia, okay, Greta Thunberg, Swedish gal who, you know, the climate gal, great. What happens is virtually any faculty member and virtually anybody in the Norwegian legislature, and, you know, these people, many of them are not the brightest bulbs on the tree either. Can you imagine the Republican legislature here in Wisconsin doing it? Same thing. So one guy nominates Trump and one guy nominates somebody else. However, let's put this in perspective. There's over 100 nominations. Many of these are not going to be serious. But I'm going to name you two names, Luke, of people who in the past were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm going to start out with the less bad one. Okay, Joseph Stalin. He had killed 20 million people. He killed 20 million people. Nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, he didn't get it. Okay, so who's worse than that? Guy worse than that, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in the 1930s before the start of the Second World War. For what? Somebody nominated him. So take a lot of this with a grain of salt. I think the legitimate nominations here are the Black Lives Matter movement and Stacey Abrams. That's my own view. Some of these others, well, Greta Thunberg's great, but, you know, I mean, she talks climate, that's great, but it's nowhere near like the Black Lives Matter and Stacey Abrams in terms of, although the climate issue is a great issue, the question, should she get it or should some climate scientists get it? You know, that kind of thing. But there's no way Trump should get it, and there's no way Jared Kushner should get it, and there's no way that WikiLeaks should get it. I mean, come on. What is this? Somebody have a sense of humor? No, apparently they do not have a sense of humor, and all they're designed to do is get my blood pressure up. But none of these people are going to get it, in my view, probably except Black Lives Matter, and maybe Stacey Abrams. So stand by. Really, the Nobel Peace Prize is a prize for politics. I mean, that's what it is. So, but we want it to be for good politics, not bad politics. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.